Former ADL chief Abe Foxman, Biden's ceaseless criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu strengthening Hamas. By Joshua Klein on April 10, 2024. The former head of the Anti-Defamation League and longtime Biden supporter, Abraham Foxman, lashed out at President Joe Biden over his constant critiques of the Jewish state and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing the president of undermining its greatest ally in the Middle East and empowering the Hamas terrorist group. In a post from X on Tuesday, Foxman called for the president to end his ceaseless criticism of the Jewish state, claiming it only bolsters Hamas and its allies. President Biden respectfully please stop criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu while he is not perfect. Hamas went to war against the state of Israel, not the PM. Your ceaseless criticism only weakens Israel and strengthens Hamas and Israel's enemies here and abroad, he wrote. On Friday, Foxman criticized Biden for demanding an immediate ceasefire from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a phone call between the two leaders Thursday, threatening a loss of U.S. support for the war if Israel does not comply. I like President Biden and I respect him. But who advised him to threaten Israel to agree to a ceasefire deal for hostages immediately knowing that Hamas had rejected every offer Israel made? He asked. Why should they make a deal, when America supports their position? Following the October 7 massacre in Israel and President Biden's subsequent expressed support for Israel, Foxman thanked the president for your compassion, your understanding of history, your moral compass, your values and your steadfast support of the state and people of Israel. However, since the attack, President Biden has gradually grown distant from Israel, criticizing the war, while ignoring the abuses of Hamas. Furthermore, Biden's remarks have confirmed that the U.S. has effectively adopted Hamas's demand that a ceasefire precede a deal to release the nearly 140 remaining hostages in Gaza, which include five Americans. The U.S. previously agreed with Israel that a ceasefire must be dependent on such a deal. Last month, Jerusalem Deputy Mayor Fleur Hassan Nahum hit back at the Biden administration's reported efforts to undermine Israel's democratically elected government and leader, as well as its current fight against Hamas, noting the strong time-tested alliance between the two countries and how the Jewish state serves as the West's first line of defense against global jihadi fundamentalism. The matter comes as President Biden calls for an immediate unilateral ceasefire in Gaza, signaling a major policy shift in aligning with the demands of Hamas terrorists, even as Israeli negotiators try to leverage military pressure into a hostage deal in Cairo. On Tuesday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that Israel's efforts to increase humanitarian aid to Gaza are not good enough, despite the fact that a record number of aid trucks are entering the territory daily since last week. Last week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned that Israel was becoming like Hamas, suggesting that both showed the same disregard for civilian life, evidence to the contrary. The ratio of civilians killed to terrorists killed in Israel's counterattack in Gaza is less than 2-1, a historic low. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.